you. All right, I'm going to call the kids again, but you don't have to come up here. Got a table over here, and I need your help. Can you help me? All right, come on over. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Anna, come on, you'll enjoy this. You don't have to sing. All right. Crystal, here you go. All right. Did you all just hear that story? Did you all just hear the story and did you memorize it? It's okay. They didn't either. I didn't either. So there's a part in the story. This is Jesus, and he's talking to his friends, and he's calling them the salt of the earth. Crystal, I can't reach you. Okay. Do you know what that means? I didn't know what it meant when I first heard. Does anybody know what that means? Help these guys out. Come on. No? Okay. Good people? Oh, that's what it's become. That's what it means now, right? You are the salt of the earth. Yeah. But no. So salt during Jesus' time was a very, yeah, you can play with it, go ahead. You can even pour some more on there if you want. This was a very, very, oh wow, yeah, don't hold back. This was a very, very important, a very, very important flavoring. But not only that, it was a preservative. Do you know what a preservative is? What is it? Go ahead, do it again. Oh, wait, one more time.
Something good to preserve foods.
Yeah, you use it to preserve foods. Exactly right. So if you take a lot of meat, for example, and put a ton of salt on it, you can really preserve it, okay? And make it really salty, absolutely. But Jesus is saying, oh, wow, that's really pretty. Oh, sorry, sidebar. Jesus is saying that if salt loses its flavor, then what use is it? Here's the problem I have with that statement. Does anybody know? Yeah, salt never loses it. So Jesus was making something up. What is it?
Alternative facts.
Alternative facts. Go in peace to love and serve. So here's what I want you to help me do, because I want to prove Jesus right, okay? First of all, take a taste of the salt. Stick it in your ear. Yeah, taste it. How does it taste?
Salty.
Do you want to play? Come on, you can play. All right, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to wash the salt for me. Can you, Crystal, can you pour some over? Can you wash the salt? I don't care if you use this stuff on the
table.
Well, you can use the new salt. It doesn't have to be. Come on, who wants to help wash the salt? Come on, you want to wash the salt? Wash the salt. So... Now, I wouldn't pour the water on the salt. I'd actually put the salt in the water and maybe stir it. So wash it. Yeah. Does anybody else want to try this? Chickens. Okay. Yeah. Oh, good, good, Eddie. Thanks. Come on over here. So here. Here's another glass of water. Can somebody pass the salt to... Pass the salt. There you go. All right. Stir up your water. That's it. Oh, good, good, good. Do you need a spoon? Here. All right. Can you stir that up and then taste it for me and tell me if you did a good job washing it? This is where you're glad they go home with somebody else. All right. Stir it up. Stir it up. Here, Eddie, you could even put more in there if you want. All right. Stir it up. Could you taste it for me? Did it wash well? No? Still salty? Huh. All right. Crystal, I noticed you were doing it. Can you taste it?
Yes, sir.
Ugh. Right. Bleh. No? Zachary? No? No? Oh, wow. So you had a little water with your salt. I watched. Who's got the camera? Okay. All right. Can you taste it, Eddie? Did you wash it? Does it still taste salty to you? Okay. When you taste it, let me know. Okay. Dante, what about you? Did you taste it yet? Yeah, taste it. Tell me, did it wash well? No, yeah. Oh, Okay, did anybody wash the salt away? So we proved Jesus was wrong. Now what do we do with that? What was Jesus talking about? I'm going to let you play. Crystal, have fun. What was Jesus talking about then? If he's talking about we are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its flavor, what good is it? Well, we just proved scientifically that salt doesn't lose its flavor. So, what the heck was he talking about? The water? What about it? Oh, the water changed. But he was talking about salt, not water. He must have been. That's what I keep thinking. Yes. She just like ruined the whole punchline, didn't she? What did you say? Questions I don't want the answers to. That's exactly correct. That's exactly correct. Who here last week when we were talking about dreams said that they dreamed about being a superhero? Who was that? Was that you? Who was that? Might have been Nate. Nate's not here today. So talked about being a superhero, right? And for the longest time, guess what? Jesus was considered a superhero. I know, right? With superpowers.
Yeah. It's Super Jesus.
Super Jesus. That's right. So if Jesus has superpowers, what do you think those powers would be? Yes.
Super strength.
Super strength. Okay, good. What else?
Healing.
Okay, good. What else you got? You can help out. Making salt tasteless. Thanks, David. What else? Who said that? Was that you again? Sandy, did you like hack my sermon? Is that what you did? So here's, but yes, Jesus' best superpower is love. Well, if his best superpower is love, is he really a superhero? Kind of, yes, no. Yes. Because he does it better than anyone else. Okay, but, all right. So, Jesus is a superhero, and his extra special superpower is love. And he does it better than anyone else, and it never ends, and you can't dilute it. Except, Jesus said that we are the salt of the earth. We are the superpowers or superheroes, which makes our superpower what? Love. Well, that stinks because now we have to be like Jesus. And Sandy's exactly right. The whole purpose of saying you are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its flavor, is to the point to the fact that salt cannot lose its flavor. And if salt cannot lose its flavor, and its flavor is how to be the presence of Jesus and the presence of God in this world, to be salty, to be light, and if it cannot lose its flavor and it cannot lose its light, and that is us, don't wreck this, Mel. Rip it off. Yes. With great love comes great responsibility. And that's the message, right? The message is, so as I have loved you, I recognize, what am I reading?
The red.
There's a lot of red on this page.
Right there.
That one. So, as I have loved you, I recognize in you the capability to go and do the same. I am taking my superhero status, my superpowers, and telling that as long as you remain a child of our Creator, a child of the Beloved, which I don't see changing, then you have the same superpowers of love. And Judy just handed me this from the UCC conference that was this past week. If you are neutral in situations of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor. If an elephant has its foot on the tail of a mouse and you say that you are neutral, the mouse will not appreciate your neutrality. And that's from Desmond Tutu. And that goes back to, with love comes great responsibility. Being the salt of the earth means exactly being the salt of the earth. Being the light of the world means being the light of the world. In a world that's chaotic and can be ugly, it comes and falls upon us to restore the flavor, to restore the light, to restore the beauty of the earth. Let the people say, Amen.